Proclamation number 3796 of 10th of June, 1946. Winning the faith conditions the will of man. Each one seeks to shape himself according to my will and desires strength and grace from me. Then his soul will be saved for eternity, for with his prayer to me for strength and grace his will has become active, which is turned towards me and which I now grasp and will never let sink back again. And therefore the directing of his thoughts towards me is inevitably necessary, that is why he has to acknowledge me first or he would not ask me in his thoughts. And thus he must believe in me. That I am and have power and strength in order to be able to distribute it. Hence faith in a being full of might and power is the first thing a person must possess if his soul is not to perish for eternity. And everyone can gain this faith if only he seriously thinks about himself and his relationship to the whole of creation. As soon as he has to attribute meaning and purpose to everyone, even to the smallest work of creation, he will also not be able to deny the meaning and purpose of his own earthly existence, for this certainty will definitely come to him through serious reflection about himself, because I will meet everyone who only has the will to penetrate the truth. And once he has recognized his earthly existence as a means to achieve a specific aim, he will consciously pursue the aim himself, because faith will awaken in him in a being which created everything precisely for the sake of this aim, and he will then lean on this being, he will enter into contact with it. But the human being has to come this far on his own, he has to turn to me of his own free will, but then I will seize him and draw him to me, yet always taking his free will into account, because this is the law of eternity. The gift of intellect and the influence of spiritual beings of light are constant help to gain faith in me, and if the human being's will does not resist, the human being's development will progress irrevocably, for faith will then drive him to prayer, to thoughts turned towards me, and I can now provide him with abundant strength and grace. Anyone who has recognized the creation around him as meaningful and purposeful will also try to explain the earthly adversity to himself as purposeful, and he will also soon find the right answer to the mentally posed questions. For I enlighten every person's thinking who is of good will and seriously desires truth. And in adversity he will only find the confirmation of what he receives as a mental answer. The adversity will no longer be incomprehensible to him. And he himself will make an effort to live on earth in accordance with my will and to join me ever more intimately, and he will never ever be without strength and grace. Yet all this is only brought about by his will, which must freely turn towards me in order to be grasped and to find my constant support. But the will only becomes active when the human being has gained faith in me as creator and sustainer of everything that is. And for the human being to gain this faith or means of helper at his disposal, for with his senses he can grasp and process what he sees and hears, and the end result has to be a convinced faith in a being from whom everything emerged, for I myself gave the human being the ability to recognize this, yet he has to use it himself and free will. Amen.